things with musicians.
Thank you for tuning in. This is a real pleasure for me, and it's one of those times when I have to be careful not to make it old home week, although I know two people in this room extremely well. I guess two and a half people extremely well, and the other half I know less well, but you're going to get a chance to get to know them musically and also just catch up with them. For years, a group called Common Threads was really at the foundation of our region's folk music scene with literate songs, great harmonies, and not only great people on stage, but great people who would come to hear them play. And the group has been reformed and now includes, reunited. But you didn't need a reformation. But it's not a comeback, but you didn't need to be reformed. But Jan Boyd and Casey Dealey and its center. And let's take a listen, and then we'll talk more about Common Threads.
I have seen a preacher man with nothing left to say. I have seen the people finally turn and walk away. I have seen the mill walls slowly fade from gray to brown. And sometimes it seems the world is turning all the way around. I have seen the revolution hungry in the street. I have seen the enemy without a drum to beat. I have seen the other side as walls come tumbling down. And sometimes it seems the world is turning all the way around. And the stars come out when the sun goes down. And the nights go slow like shadows. But here I am again without a single dream cut down. And sometimes it seems the world is turning all the way around.
I have seen a woman cry for years without a sound. And I have seen the one she loves defenseless on the ground. Cherish still the better thing they found. And sometimes it seems the world is turning all the way around.
And the stars come out when the sun goes down. And the nights go slow like shadows on the ground. Ah, but here I am again without a single dream cut down. And sometimes it seems the world is turning all the way around. I have seen the lightning in the middle of the night. I have seen them turn their eyes to shield them from the sight. I have seen soldiers as they turn their guns around. And sometimes it seems the world is turning all the way around. And the stars come out when the sun goes down. And the nights go slow like shadows on the ground. Ah, but here I am again without a single dream cut down. And sometimes it seems the world is turning all the way around.
Common Threads at the Saturday Light Brigade. And anybody listening outside, you're welcome to come in if you want to come around, and you can. We'll find a place for you to sit. There's folks out. You're calling attention to yourself. I was looking for the lyrics to that song online as you were playing it, because you know, that song filled me with a lot of emotion. It's amazing how that's a real enduring song, isn't it?
It's frighteningly so.
Yeah. When was it written?
1988.
Yeah.
When the Berlin Wall was coming down, Fitz wrote that one. Yeah. D.C. Fitzgerald.
Yeah, just an amazing song from D.C. Fitzgerald. Who was part of Common Threads, originally comprised of Fitz and Jan
and me.
Casey?
No, it started out as a trio.
As a trio.
Yeah.
And then we picked up a stand-up bass player, and then we picked up Banerjee and
Tom Hickling.
And Tom Hickling on drums. And
today, we should talk about the folks we have with us today real briefly. I'll let you introduce the folks here.
Well, we have Dave Pello on bass. You want to introduce yourself a bit?
He doesn't have a mic.
Oh, he doesn't.
So.
Well, that'd be kind of hard, I guess.
saved by the lack of a mic. But, Dave, it's nice to have you here.
He's actually a very renowned bass player on the jazz scene, and we're really lucky to have him here.
Yeah. Who do you play with, Dave? I'll channel you.
Well, I've been playing bass in Pittsburgh for the last 35 years or so, and so I've played with a lot of people.
Yeah, you...
I had worked with Fitz several projects in the last phase of his life, and we got very close, and that's what brought me into this opportunity to work with this group, which is really a pleasure, because I remember when I, 35 years ago, I remember going to the Raspberry Rhino in Shadyside.
Hang on, we're going to get, let us, this is too important to not hear very well, so give us just a second here. Dave Pello, I'm now, or Dave, it's Dave?
Whatever.
Dave,
no, no, help me.
Dave Pello.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm remembering your face.
Little Davey Pello.
Is really familiar to me now. Now we can actually hear your voice, but you're saying going into the Raspberry Rhino.
Right, yeah, 35 years ago when I was first trying to learn how to play, me and my buddies, we'd go out to, you know, club hop and hear musicians, and D.C. Fitzgerald, D.C. and Friends with Bob Beach. That was always a stop. I forget, it might have been Tuesday night.
I think it was Tuesday night.
Yeah, and he had this aura, Fitzgerald had this aura, you know. And then, so as I said, I got to work with him in the last period of his life where he was doing a lot of writing and producing. And so we worked very closely together for about 2.5 years. And that's what gave me this opportunity, which I'm very thankful for, because I guess the common thread here is D.C. Fitzgerald, you know, runs through all of us.
Fitz actually said that Dave Pello was the only guy he knew who could fall down the steps and come up on the downbeat, which from him was a huge compliment.
They breed that into a lot of jazz players.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that many times. Had to do it.
Falling down the stairs?
Yes. Coming on one.
So Zub is here, Nathan, right?
Yeah, Zub. That's cool.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're pretty prolific. I just people rave about you.
Oh, that's very nice. You're making it up, but that's very nice.
I'm not making it up. You'll see.
I moved here around 6 years ago and started playing with a bunch of people. I've been going down to the Acoustic Cafe open mics on Monday night and been in the house band there and been playing with artists like Mark Dignam and Clinton Clegg, really good guys. I feel pretty blessed.
Are you from?
And then, of course, these guys.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
No, I'm from New York.
Great. New York. Raised there?
Hell of a town, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Batteries up, subways down,
that's
all that
right.
stuff.
I knew that.
Andy, could we have that mic again for Brian? Thanks.
Thank you.
He's the
Panama. Here we go.
Zub is part of our signature trio harmonies and lead guitarist.
And quite frankly, I'll say it.
Very handsome.
Yes, that too.
Next.
Took the words right out of Larry's mouth.
It's hard to get me speechless. I don't know how to say it. But
it's interesting hearing the old song done a new way.
Yeah, and I think Fitz would be really pleased.
I think so too.
Well, that's very nice.
If somebody who's
you.
Known the man for a long time, I know he'd be really pleased. And our last member, do you want to just say hello? They made Andy bring you a microphone.
I know.
Brian Rubikin on rhythm guitar, sometimes lead, sometimes vocals. Say hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Okay.
We've known Brian for an incredibly long time. Brian actually did some work with us back on our first Common Threads album back in 1988. And is, aside from a wonderful musician, an extraordinary songwriter, and brings more of his songs to our show. Plus, Brian and I have now formed a songwriting partnership, and he and I are writing songs as well. So Brian also plays with another band called The Bailers.
See, Brian didn't need a microphone, Jane.
Yeah. Well, it was obvious since Brian's holding it close to the floor that he wasn't planning to talk much.
Dave held his. So. He's doing a good thing.
All right, we need to get back to work.
He's just waiting for Dave to fall over on the downbeat so he can mic it. So,
I got you covered, Dave.
We should let you get back. Okay. I want to be sure we get a lot of songs. I'll take the mic, or Andy will. It's neat. We're becoming an Olympic baton passing event. What do you want to do next?
A song that Casey wrote.
It's actually a song that I wrote probably about a year ago now. A friend of mine went to Ireland, and she said, "What do you want me to bring you back?" And she couldn't fit a gorgeous Irish musician in her suitcase. So I said, "Well, the next best thing." So she brought me back a rock from a place called Omi Island in Ireland. And this song actually came from that gift. It's called The Wind Cries My Name. Bring me a piece of the magic land, just something small to hold in my hand, and call for the sage to teach me the ways we used to know, but have forgotten these days. And the wind cries my name across the moor and down the lane. The lady, she's speaking direct to my soul. I hear and I answer that I'm coming home. Now she holds the bones of our ancient kings, and she knows the songs the fairies sing. She's been bathed in the blood of those who have died, and she holds the hopes for those who still try. And the wind cries my name across the moor and down the lane. The lady, she's speaking direct to my soul. I hear and I answer that I'm coming home.
The moor and down the lane. The
I hear and I answer that I am coming home. And the wind cries my name across the moor and down the lane. The lady, she's speaking direct to my soul. I hear that I am coming home. Now the lady, she's speaking direct to my soul. I hear and I answer that I am coming home. Common
Threats at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you. And beautifully
written, beautifully sung. But also, as you're listening, I hope it was apparent that the two guitars and bass, there's a lot of intricacy there in the arrangement of that really all comes together in a neat way. It's
yes.
like a duo of trios going on there. But there's only five of you.
I love it that all I've got to do is sing and they do all the magic.
Yeah, it's, well, and Casey, you both sound great.
Oh, thanks.
It's so good to hear you two singing
together.
Again, I know it's hard to get started.
Yeah, it was. Lots of issues, lots of things to work through.
Yeah.
But, now, I got her back, and I'm not letting her loose now.
Yeah, and your singing is a trio occasionally, right?
Yeah, I do. I do a jazz trio sometimes when I can, and you know, I'll sing with anybody.
Anybody.
I actually go down to Acoustic Cafe on Monday nights and jump up and do harmony, which is a lot of fun for me.
Terrific! It's 18 before noon. We're going to get right back to the music, more music, Common Threads.
This is a song called Across the Great Divide by Kate Wolf.
Great song.
Yeah, it is.
I can't wait to hear what you do with it.
One, two, three.
change direction across the great divide. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Where the rivers change direction across the great divide.
Slick there by Zub at the end, and I realize as I sit here, he's about half the age of everybody in this room. Sorry, buddy.
I wish he were half the age.
That is so not nice,
Larry. I wish he were half.
He's less than half. I said about, but for years I was that guy, which is why I felt like I had to pass it.
Taking up the mantle, man.
You don't think we could play like that at our age?
Well, that's and I'm sorry to tease, but you're like in your early 20s, right?
I'm 24.
Yeah, you're playing. That was just
beautiful. And I'm 26. Yeah. Times two.
Yeah, we're
no
all
plus some.
Dyslexic, are we?
Well, oh. I'm going on 40-11.
We are going to be having our 25th anniversary concert at the Calliope's Root Cellar in March of next year, and we realized that Zub wasn't even born when we formed this band.
It's true.
He might have been.
As far as I know, Woodstock never happened.
Yeah,
I've seen evidence, but I don't know.
Yeah,
the
you're.
Moon landing,
yeah, that possibly? That Midwest Fake. College uses you as a benchmark. You know that school. That does the mindset study, which concluded that nobody listens to the radio, and that's not true.
That's not true.
And in
it's
fact, they changed. They actually went back and amended the study because they were sent so much data by radio people, including people under the age of 20. They forgot to remember people listen in cars,
right.
Not to mention
that's true.
Other places. And sometimes when they're listening on their phones, it's still radio.
Now, radio, is that some sort of podcast medium?
Okay. Radio. It's hard to believe, but a long time ago, Zub, a long time ago.
Back when the Earth was new.
Actually, let me tell you instead about the future. I predict someday you'll be able to watch television without having like a big thick cable coming to it.
Really?
Instead, signals will come right through the air to an antenna on your TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I would settle for being able to talk on the phone without getting caught up in the cord, the big twirly cord.
Oh, that, yeah. That would be.
Oh, dear. See, here's all right, enough.
Okay. We have a song here.
But let me just, Zub, the invention for you, and yes. you could do the music for this, is cell phones need a music bed in the background. Everybody, because you never know if the connection's lost, right?
Sure.
And you'll keep talking for 2 minutes, and then you'll have to call the person back and say, where did I leave off? So if only there were like a little, light music in the background so you'd immediately know the call was lost.
I like that. The music's gone, the call's gone.
You write the music, I'll try to market it to the best of my ability.
Sounds like a plan.
We're gold.
And we'll keep the money.
Well, when you get rich enough, then you can take care of all the rest of us. Works for me.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Is there anything sooner coming up where you're playing out before
we're
March?
In the process of booking some stuff, but not enough to let you know yet. As soon as we do, I'll send it in to you so you can announce it.
Please. And is there a web space that people can...
There is a Facebook thing.
Okay.
We're going to...
Yeah, there's time. Yeah, let's jump
we're
in.
We're going to do a wonderful song that Zub wrote called Polish Gold.
Okay. Is that what we're doing now?
That's what we're doing now.
Thank you.
put such faith in talking. Some words mean more unsaid. Don't worry where you're walking, you'll get there in the end. And if you had no voice, I'd still know what you mean. And if you walked forever, you'd still end up with me.
How old's that song?
Old. Well, I mean, relatively.
For you. when did you write it?
I think I wrote that when I was 16. So.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's an awful insightful lyric
that's,
for a 16-year-old.
That's a heck of a lyric. I was watching all of you as you sang it, but I caught a killer sort of a Nirvana expression on your face. Because who would... I don't know if you wrote it thinking it would be sung by a trio when you wrote it.
No.
And whoever would have thought, I mean, it's just incredible. The chorus, it's amazing.
Such a beautiful love song. Casey said this should be played at somebody's wedding.
It really
not,
should.
Not to sound uninformed, is there a term Polish gold? Because I don't know of it.
No, I totally made it up.
Okay. Yeah. Did you? Okay.
I have no idea.
It's a term now.
The folk tradition will someday, the folk process will change it to polish gold.
Polish gold. Well,
which everybody will think that that's what you're supposed to do.
to be frank, it was polished gold when I wrote it, and then
are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was too on the nose, so I changed it to something that makes no sense.
I like it. I like it. It's not as transparent. It's just that I think about words all the time. So it's a good song. It's a beautiful song.
Thanks so much.
I think we have time for one more.
Okay.
I think we do. Of course, we do.
This is a song that Brian and I wrote called "Heart of Stone."
Okay.
Cool.
Lies the cold that's fading. I were the wind, I would rise up from these canyons. If I were the rain, I would drench you to the bone. I would touch your heart of stone. Touch your heart of stone. Drench you to the bone. I would touch your heart of stone. If I were the wind, I would rise up from these canyons. If I were the rain, I would drench you to the bone. I would touch your heart of stone. Touch your heart of stone.
Thank you, Common Threads. Boy, I wish we had a little more time. Fred and Crescent just wrote, the person singing sounds like Emmy Lou Harris. Yes.
Wow. Well, that's just about the nicest compliment I've ever had. One of my personal favorites, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for being with us. Look for Common Threads on Facebook. Look for their 25th anniversary in March at the Roots Cellar. Thanks to everybody today for being with us, particularly Jay Thurber, who you will hear next, for your support today. Brilliant Bookworms from Winchester Thurston, we appreciate your being with us. As well as the Pittsburgh Philharmonic early this morning. Be with us next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.